It's Mike Jones. We're getting ready for DC 101 Wonderland, powered by Mattress Warehouse. December 7th at the Anthem, we have Jimmy Eat World, Spoon, Talk, the Silver Sun Pickups, and the Struts. And I have a great conversation for you with Luke Spiller. And let me set it up real quick because it starts out a bit weird. Before Luke jumped on, my producer Casey and I, we were talking about how he had COVID a while back and he's been sick. And it's been a rough go for a bit for him. But Luke was on the Zoom and he heard what we were saying. And, well, listen for yourself. My chat with the one and only Luke Spiller of the Struts.
Hi. I'm really flattered by your concern.
Wait. Luke, I didn't even realize you were joining us.
I literally just came on.
Well, of course I'm concerned about you, sir.
I mean, you'll be pleased to know that in the last few days, I've finally started to feel good again.
Well, it's good. Just been insane. What was going on? Did they tell you? Was it the flu? Was it like long COVID or something?
I don't know. But yeah, like I literally jumped on when you were talking about the COVID situation. But it's been such a weird fucking like couple of months. Like, as you know, like I got COVID just before the Taylor Hawkins LA show, which I was devastated about. And that kind of came and went fairly quickly. I honestly thought I was just kind of exhausted from doing four shows in a row leading up to the 26th of September, which was the day I was meant to be doing a sound check at the Forum in Los Angeles. And then, you know, it was weird. It was like, once I tested positive, I got a negative back no later than about 5 days after. And then something else happened to me, like, like 4 weeks after that, where I was vomiting for like a couple of days, which is really bizarre because I'm never sick or anything like that. And I tend to be on the go quite a lot. So it's almost like my body doesn't let me sort of like be ill, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, 100%.
And then, you know, like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I mean, I've definitely been working hard and playing hard as well, like being in LA and recording and writing for the majority of like the weeks and then going out like on the weekend. I didn't really give myself an awful lot of rest and sort of downtime in between all of the studio time. And then like 2 weeks ago, I got back from the studio and I felt a bit weird. Like my skin was all sensitive and everything. And then I ended up having this insane fever for like 7 days straight. And
it was
terrible. Ended up going to hospital, like sort of running a bunch of tests. I had multiple COVID and flu virus like tests, all came back negative. But my body was definitely fighting something for me to be in that much of a fever, you know. And it was kind of scary. Like I cannot remember the last time I've been that ill. You know what I mean?
How was your voice though, Luke? Cause like we did the Firefly Festival and it was at the end of September and pretty much all through October, my voice was just shot. I think there I got like some flu variant, never tested positive for COVID, nothing like that. But I got something that put me down for almost a month.
Yeah. I mean, my voice has been fine. I'm sort of, you know, I'm kind of lucky in that sense that it takes a lot for me not to be able to sing, which was even more frustrating. I mean, the intimate show I had with Mike Garson and the Chicago show that had to be rescheduled, those are the first two shows in my 12-year career that I've had to cancel because of sickness. You know, I hope that didn't sort of go unnoticed, you know, because I'd never cancel something or do anything lightly. You know what I mean? I'm not a singer that sort of like has a bit of an itchy throat and says, oh, we got to pull the show. Like, whatever it takes, I'll get up there. I just physically couldn't do those performances. So it was a really difficult like week, you know?
Yeah, but and you were just saying that, Luke. I was thinking back. I don't ever remember you guys ever saying we've canceled a show. And it's, you know, when you're a band, that's the deal. You get out there no matter what. And you guys have always been warriors like that.
Yeah, and I think I can take a bit of comfort that knowing, like, okay, since coming to the States in 2015, it took till 2022 for me to actually cancel, like, you know, a show. so I hope that, you know, the fans understood and whatnot. And from what I gather, like, everyone's been really understanding. So it's all good. It's all good. But I'm finally feeling a bit better now. And it's been a bit of a strange year, you know. It's been a lot of, like, emotions and a lot of strain, a lot of, like, good times, a lot of challenges. And I think, to be honest as well, just probably like a lot of other people, I'm just kind of ready to settle down for the Christmas period and start a fresh new year, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Get things done for this year. Like, you guys have been doing a decent amount of stuff this year, but really finish out this year strong. And then 2023, I know you guys, like, we had talked at the baseball game a couple months ago, Luke. We had talked at the Orioles game, and you said, we got a lot of stuff coming next year. So we're really looking forward and locking in on that.
Yeah, and of course, like, you know, I guess for a lot of the fans, we haven't been touring as relentlessly as the Struts are kind of known for. But with that being said, for every sort of day or week that goes by that we haven't been playing a show, we've been working on a new record, which has its own sort of challenges within itself. You know, it's not exactly like what you would call physically demanding, but there's definitely like an amount of pressure that comes with approaching a record and sort of needing to have sort of certain songs and everything. So but the good news is that we do have a huge majority, in my opinion, of a record sort of ready to go. We're just sort of, you know, we've got a lot of gold, and now we're just sort of looking for a few diamonds, if that makes any sense.
Totally. No, and, you know, it's funny, Luke, I was thinking about that when I was just getting some questions together to talk to you guys, and I was thinking, you know what, we have Fallen with me, we're loving that on DC 101, and, you know, you guys had huge success with Kiss This and everything else, and it's like, man, you guys have a pretty high bar set, so you got to keep those party songs coming all the time. Like, you know, it's what we expect from the Struts, and of course you want to write different stuff, but at the same time, hey, we got to keep on that same level.
Well, exactly, you hit the nail on the head, and what's been really interesting about this record is, like, I've been looking back on the last sort of three albums, and especially during lockdown, I sort of really sat and listened to a lot of the stuff. And, you know, I was sort of like thinking, firstly, like, wow, you know, this, like, I'm so proud, and so should the rest of the guys be, of what we've achieved musically on these sort of three records that we've put out. But I really do feel like it's time that we sort of push into different directions and not be afraid, because when you write songs, or you're in a band, or you're an artist or whatnot, you know, you definitely have sort of like one or two moments where a few different songs sort of really just sort of have a life of their own. And we definitely are no exception to that, you know, especially with a song like Could Have Been Me that just keeps on giving. It's quite funny, but, you know, whether it's sort of getting the syncs that it has and being used in like various movies, you know, and it's to an extent like there's a lot of people around you, and even parts of you inside of you that are sort of saying like, gosh, like, I'd love to sort of like have another one of those songs. But like, the way I see it is that what I'm trying to do now is to create something that has the quality of a song like that, but it's not a song where people can hear it and say, oh, they're just kind of repeating themselves.
Yes.
If that makes any sense. You know, like I really want to explore different sort of feels of music and not feel like I have to be locked into, you know, big anthemic rock stuff, because we've got, you know, we've got three albums of that now, you know. And I'm really proud of that. But I think it's time to move on. I think it's time to explore different territories and push the boundaries and sort of, you know, inspire other people to do the same.
Absolutely. I mean, look, there are, and look, I'm not going to name them, but we certainly know bands that have made the same song for a long time. But for you to say, no, I don't want the Struts to do that. We're going to keep expanding. We're going to try different stuff. Yeah, I love hearing that too, because I want to hear more than just Could Have Been Me. I want to hear everything. And, you know, as you, as the leader, and Adam and Jed and Geth and everyone, you've got ideas. You want to explore and branch out. You want to fly too with your music.
Well, yeah, and you've got to keep yourself interested as well. I mean, like I said, it's very easy to slip into the trap of like people around you saying, come on, like we need another anthem, and or we need another one of these, or we need one of those. It's kind of like, yeah, but, well, you know, that's all well and good, but there's been plenty of an amazing artists in the past that don't stick to one thing, and they actually go into different areas and dip their toes into sort of different genres and absolutely nail it. You know,
sure.
I mean, like, look at a band like Queen, for instance, or Bowie. You know, they can have songs like We Are the Champions and then turn around and do something like Another One Bites the Dust. You know, like it's there are no rules anymore. You know, what is kind of like rock and what is alternative and what's pop. You know, we have pop stars wanting to be rock stars. We've got rock stars, like, you know, dressed as pop stars. It's the Wild West at the moment, and it's exciting. So we want to embrace that.
And the fact is, Luke, like, you guys crossing over, doing stuff, it's just going to bring in more fans. Like when you guys did the song with Kesha, like the remake there, it was like, hey, that's cool. Her people can come on over and you guys can get introduced to her fans and everything. So it's an open world, and good for you for wanting to explore that, not just want to be pigeonholed, corralled into one spot.
Yeah, exactly. And I definitely think with this collection of songs, like, it's going to divide people, for sure. Just because I already know it. Because when we released Falling With Me, I really try and stay away from sort of like forums and chats and various kind of Facebook pages that, you know, talk a lot about what the Struts are doing as a band and individuals and whatnot. But Falling With Me was definitely something that we felt excited about, because it wasn't something that we had done before and we thought was pretty strong. And even that, you know, you can't please everyone. Some people are turning around saying like, oh, it's rubbish, and like it sounds like they're selling out and blah 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 blah. And but that, you know, and like, I wish it was more raw, I wish it was more like this. And then you do a record like Strange Days, you know, where it's totally live in the room, there's hardly any overdubs, and it's essentially a live record. And you put that out, and then you sort of see and hear and read things like, I wish it had more of that polished sound like the first two records. You know, so you just can't, you can't win, you know. You just have to do what makes you excited, because you got to get up there and do it every night and mean it. And, you know, for the most part, when somebody comes to see a group live, I know that for us anyway, that's where the real conversions kind of happen and people actually really get it immediately. So we have to be excited in order to get up and sort of stay motivated and win fans, you know, with the live shows.
You know, it's funny you say that, Luke, because I was thinking back of all the times we've had with DC 101 and the Struts, and we've had a lot of shows with you guys when we did the Rock and Roll Hotel, when we did our holiday concert years ago, and you guys were with the Foo Fighters opening night at the Anthem. Every time, the energy the Struts brings, I mean, it's you and the boys always giving 1,000%, and that wins people over. I know, in fact, we had talked about this when you did the tour with the Foo Fighters. A lot of people may have been skeptical, like, who are these guys? But by the end of every set, you won those crowds over.
Yeah, I mean.
Not easily. There were some crowds that I'm sure were tougher than others, but you did it.
Yeah, and I think it's no coincidence that whether it was Taylor or Dave himself, they all recognized that, and it was really sweet of Taylor to sort of admit it in an interview that he did in the United Kingdom, ironically, where, you know, at the time we really didn't have a lot of attention. And he kind of like came out and spoke about it and said that, you know, we were the best opening act that the Foos have ever had. And he was very confused about why the UK sort of just hasn't sort of embraced it. So that was really sweet. But yeah, I mean, you know, hard work does pay off, you know, on and off the stage, definitely.
1,000%. And Luke, I want to remind everyone, the reason we're talking is because we're going to have the live show with you guys with DC 101 Wonderland, presented by our friends at Mattress Warehouse, with you and Silver Sun Pickups and Talk and Spoon and Jimmy Eat World, back at the Anthem on December 7th. So everyone make sure to get your tickets at DC101.com. What can you tell me? Like, you know, we have Fallen With Me. You said the new album's going to be a bit divisive for people, but, you know, let's see how it is. When do you think the music's going to come out? Because I know you guys have been working on it for a while.
Yeah, I mean, we're continuing to, you know, pretty much work our asses off until we break away for Christmas, which is sort of like mid-December. So actually, yeah, I mean, we've got a whole bunch of Christmas shows coming up, and I've got a couple of shows myself that I'm doing with Mike Garson, Bowie's piano player in Los Angeles. So we're probably going to have to pick up the studio sessions like early next year. But we're hoping to get a record sort of like, well, delivered, as it were, sort of the beginning of next year, and hopefully like release it in the first quarter of next year, because, you know, we definitely want to have a new song out come the new year. We're just chipping away. We're at that moment now where we're just really pushing,
yeah,
and pushing and pushing. But we're trying to get something out as soon as we possibly can, you know?
Well, you guys have done it 3 times now. You know exactly what point you're at this stage, and you know where you'll be, where it'll get there. So just all of us Struts fans, we'll be patient. We'll get it soon enough. It'll be good.
It'll be worth the wait. I can tell you that now. Like,
it always is.
There's some really great stuff on there, and you know, it's actually quite a sensual album, actually, to be fair. I mean, you mentioned like the Struts have kind of known as being sort of like this party band, and I actually, you know, when you say that, I kind of, you know, recognize the truth in that. But this next record is way more, I'd say, in a lot of places, like autobiographical. There's a lot of lyrical content in there which is really drawn from my own experience, and there's definitely like this running theme of like what I went through when I first sort of moved to LA, and of course I got caught in all the trappings that come with a foreigner coming to Los Angeles, you know, for the first time to sort of like live. So there's definitely like a lot of that in there. There's a lot of darkness, and there's a lot of a lot of darkness and a lot of sin, but dressed up with a smile and a wink, if that makes any sense.
Oh, I can imagine Lucas as the leader of the Struts going to LA, and not just for a visit, not just for a couple shows, but to go there and live. You probably made some friends and found yourself in some interesting situations.
Oh, I got absolutely stuck in, and I'm glad to say that I found a really healthy balance of being able to have fun and stay productive and professional. But yeah, there was too much fun to be had. And it's funny, like when I've been in the studio, I've sort of been looking back on a lot of notes that I've made over the years that haven't actually seeped their way into sort of any music up until now. And just with the things that are being created musically, lyrically, it seems to sort of be marrying really well with this, what we've kind of been going for, and sort of like the kind of lyrics that I've been writing. So it's really exciting. It's really exciting. And I hope that people can sort of hear the honesty, or appreciate the honesty, and hear the authenticity of sort of like wearing my heart on my sleeve, and actually it kind of like exposing myself, not explicitly, but like, you know, lyrically. If that makes sense.
No, I totally understand. Have you guys, Luke, have you thought about, like, with these new songs, have you and the guys practiced them and put, you know, the other three albums worth of songs in there? Like, have you thought about set lists and how that's going to be moving forward for the band starting next year?
At this moment, we're not really thinking about that. We've yet to sort of take the 30, 40 plus demos that we have and sort of like get together and say, okay, this is the record that we should be focusing on. Mm-hmm. This is the collection of songs. But I can tell you that since putting out Falling With Me, we started actually putting that into the set probably about a month or so before it was actually physically released earlier this year. And gosh, it the reaction it's just had has just been like insane live, which has been a really inspiring thing to sort of witness, because it is different, and it's not like something that we've done before, and we're doing that on this entire record. So it's going to be really interesting to see how these songs and this kind of slightly new direction translates live, and how the audience reacts to it, you know. So if it's anything like how people have been reacting to Falling live, gosh, it's going to be a really good show.
Oh, well, it's already a great show, Luke. Come on now. Don't be modest. Don't be humble. If you guys didn't have a good show, we wouldn't have asked you to play DC 101 Wonderland. Come on now.
I mean, if we didn't have a good show, I'd probably, you know, be signing on at the job center in the UK at the moment. So.
You'd be answering calls in some office or something.
I would, yeah. Or maybe selling my body on the street. I'm not sure.
There's more of that LA hedonism coming out in Luke Spiller. I love that.
I got to put a lid on it. Yeah, getting out of hand.
Wait for the book, man. Don't spill it all right now. You got the book down the road to put out. Luke,
yeah.
Last thing I'll ask you before I let you go, man. It's been, you know, always fun catching up with you, and I'm sure we'll talk at DC 101 Wonderland and everything. I saw you guys with Tom Jones. What was going on there? I mean, you know, Tom Jones, legend. What was happening there with the Struts and Tom?
Oh my God, what a night that was. Well, we have a fantastic mutual friend who puts on like some really, really great, great parties. He's a fantastic guy. And we've sort of been hanging out really sort of since coming to LA. And he has this fantastic, beautiful house. Like I said, throws some great parties and has some very, very interesting guests. And of course, you know, he knows that we're all big sort of Tom fans, you know, especially Gethin being from Wales, where Tom is practically, you know, Christ to some people.
Sure.
I got a message and he was like, hey, like, you know, I'm having a dinner party. Would love to see you guys bring some instruments. And by the way, like Tom Jones might be turning up. And we were like, what?
All right, okay, I guess we could do that.
But it was great. So we had like, we sort of jammed, and there was, you know, not just Tom, but there were some really amazing, amazing players there. But I remember I was sat, I'll never forget this, like listening to Tom Jones singing The Green, Green Grass of Home. And I'm literally probably 3 feet, 4 feet away from him. You know, that was an experience that I'll never forget. And considering his age, my God, he's still got pipes. Seriously.
And the fact, Luke, that you get to, I mean, you know, he's a legend. Tom Jones is a legend of a legend. The fact that you got to sit just a few feet away and hear his music and talk to him and everything, that's an awesome story. I don't care who you are, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and to sort of hear it in the flesh when he's sort of warming up, like the Hur! And all this kind of stuff was just so good.
That's awesome. Well, Luke, we're looking forward to seeing you guys, and who knows, maybe we'll get a Struts version of What's New Pussycat in the set, but we'll definitely see you guys at DC 101 Wonderland on December 7th. And again, make sure you guys, everyone, get your tickets at dc101.com. The Struts, Jimmy World, Silver Sun Pickups, everyone, we're gonna have a lot of fun. And Luke, I can't wait for the new album next year and the book down the road, the tell-all, all of it, my friend.
I'll start working on it now, and I'll try to get the band. Do you know what? I've been trying. This is God honest truth. I've been trying to convince the rest of the guys in the band to get behind me and do a version of What's New Pussycat, like a real rock version, you know. And everyone's like, "I'm not doing it." So if you guys at the station want to actually start up some sort of Twitter poll, like,
Yes.
you know, should the Struts learn and perform What's New Pussycat, you know, yes or no. Just so, you know, so that people can, you know, have a voice. And I'm sure everyone wants to hear that. You know, I think the world would just be a bit more of a special place with a Struts version of What's New Pussycat out there in the ether.
I think that needs to be a bonus track on a special version of the new album next year. We're gonna get this done, Luke. You and me, we're gonna have the world behind us, and we'll get Adam and Jed and Geth on it too. They'll finally see the light on What's New Pussycat.
Yeah, let's convert them. You know, let's go.
Luke Spiller, you are the best, my friend. I will see you in a couple weeks, sir.
All right, speak to you in a bit. Thank you so much for your time.